This is part two of Parallels in Jeremiah. All rights are reserved. Content is protected, but any amount of copies may be made freely in any format, free of charge or royalties. Font and print size may also be altered. If you haven't seen part one yet, they do kind of go in sequence, but I would say go ahead and pick up part one first. However, if you have seen part one, then please view part two of this very important series. This is a series that God wanted me to do because there's so many parallels between Israel's attitude toward him in the Old Testament and America's attitude toward this mighty God as well. Jeremiah 8 verse 3. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord, all caps, of hosts. 8 and 4. Moreover, they shall say unto thee, thus saith the Lord, all caps. Shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. 8 and 6. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as a horse rusheth into the battle. God heard them, but they did not repent and refused to. Jeremiah 8:7. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. All caps. What an indictment against us. We have not known the judgment of the Lord. If we had, we would have repented already. USA, all caps, hear the word of the living God. Jeremiah 7:29. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away. Take up a lamentation on high places, for the Lord, all caps, has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. The Lord told Jerusalem to cut off her hair. Jerusalem is almost always referenced as a woman in Scripture. Cutting off the hair of a woman is an extreme sign of mourning. Jeremiah 7:30. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. The children of Judah did evil in the sight of God for him to reject them as his generation of wrath. What did they do, and are there any parallels with them and the spiritual condition of the USA? They did wickedness in his house. Well, now the physical bodies of the believers are the temple, and when two or more believers meet together, God in Christ is in the midst of them. So when abominations happen at church gatherings, there is the parallel. Wait a minute. We are the temple. So when the church does abominations, it's the same or worse than when Israel did it. Jeremiah 7:31. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. What is this Tophet in the valley of the son of Hinnom? 2 Kings 23:10 and on. Understand that this was before Jeremiah's preaching, and the people are given space to repent, and they repented not. Josiah is the king mentioned doing the destroying. 2 Kings 23:10. And he defiled Tophet, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or daughter to pass through the fire to Moloch. And he took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the sun at their entering into the house of the Lord, all caps, by the chamber of Nathan Melech, the chamberlain who was in the suburbs, and burned the chariots of the sun with fire. 2 Kings 23:12. And the altars that were on top of the upper chambers of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, all caps, and did the king beat down and break them down from thence, and cast the dust of them into the brook Kidron. 23:13. And the high places that were born, that were before Jerusalem, rather, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had builded for Ashtoreth, the abomination of the Zidians, and for Chemosh, the abominations of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. And he brake in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high places which Jerome the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made, both that altar and the high place, he broke down and burned with fire, and stamped it into small powder, and burned the grove. 2 Kings 23:16. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were in the mount, and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres, and burned them upon the altar, and polluted it according to the word of the Lord, all caps, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. All of these wicked abominations are going on, and the first mentioned is specifically Tophet, or Topheth, was a place of sacrifice of small children to a demon, aka idol, known as Moloch. Look up Moloch. These were born children. The unborn life is just as precious to God. Jeremiah 7:32. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Hemon, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Topheth until there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be for meat of the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. At that time, saith the Lord, shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. If America wants to experience anything but judgment, we must stop doing so wickedly. Jeremiah 5:12. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see the sword nor famine. And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Jeremiah 5:14. Therefore saith the Lord, all caps, God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. The judgment of the only living God will come upon the false prophets and devour them and those that hear them. And the false prophet keep telling people about the blessings of God, and that no harm will come to them for their fragrant violation of the immutable, as long as the world stands, law of God, the Ten Commandments, aka the law of love. In this time in Jeremiah, it was the same way. Jeremiah 8:4. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, all caps, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to deceit, they refuse to return. Pay attention here. God is willing to forgive, but the people Israel in this case refuse to return. Jeremiah 8:6. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, What have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rusheth into battle. God listened to their cry, but they were saying the wrong things as they are not willing to repent. Jeremiah 8:7. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. My people know not the judgment of the Lord, the judgment of the name of the God of all the earth. For the Lord is not his name, but represents it. Jeremiah 8:8. How shall ye say, We are wise, and the law of the Lord, all caps, is with us? Lo, certainly in vain he made it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. Jeremiah 8:9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, all caps. And what wisdom is in them? Therefore I will give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. Jeremiah 8:11. For they have healed the hurt of my daughter and my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. We are not profited by the knowledge of God only. The law of God and not the traditions of men can only help point us to Calvary. This is the only place where we can be changed by the great physician, the Lord of all glory, who hung there in our behalf, dealing falsely and proclaiming peace when there is no peace. How can there be peace without repentance, without turning to God? As you can see from this passage, the God of